Thank you for calling customer service. This is Yasmin. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm calling. It seems to be an ongoing thing with my bank. I had gotten a cancellation number, and I canceled. And as of December, they told me that your company charged me $198.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
You know, $99.98 and $99.95. But I had canceled it out.
All right. Well, I'll be happy to take a look at that for you. Might please have your zip code?
07751.
07751. May I have your name?
Carol Vestuto.
Thank you, Ms. Vestuto. Can I get you to verify your
Thank
address?
You. Yes, 414 Jacob Road, Morganville, New Jersey, 07751.
Thank you. One moment, please. I'm reading all the notes on your account. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. It looks as if there was a dispute with the bank.
Yes.
And the last when we the only month we charged you was in December, and it looks as if the bank did a chargeback. So we didn't charge anything additional to your account. It's like the bank did a chargeback. When you did
what does this mean?
When you did the dispute with the bank gave you your money back. But once they contacted us and verified the charge was valid, they added the charges back to your account.
Okay, so what, but I never received and I canceled. So who's charging me?
No, this was for what happened. You received the trial offer. You originally on October 28th, you did a trial for the Everly Anti-Aging Skin Cream.
Yes,
that
and
cream,
then I sent it back and then I canceled.
But the cream was sent, was delivered on the 4th. Now, once you delivered, that once you go outside the trial period, it's not an option just to send it back. Because when you initially ordered it, we did inform you this was a trial period and it is not canceled within those 14 days. We bill you for the full amount.
But it was sent back. It was sent back in the matter of 14 days. I got a cancellation number.
Now I'm not showing anywhere where you called and canceled prior. The first communication we had with you was on, looked like on January the 11th. There wasn't a communication where you canceled this order, and the order was delivered back in November the 4th.
I never got it. The thing I got was what I canceled and sent it back. And
that's
I
what I'm saying. In order to cancel prior to the trial period, you had to call us on the phone. We haven't received any phone. Only time we received,
But I sent it back to you people.
But
and
ma'am,
I canceled.
I do apologize that you went about everything the wrong way. If you just put it in the box and try to send it back, that's not the proper way to do it. According to the terms of the agreement, you have to cancel out your subscription prior to the 14 days. We did not have any communication. The first communication that we had from you was from through the bank when you disputed your charges in January.
Yes, because I sent it back.
But did you contact?
I sent it back, and nobody told me.
Well, ma'am, I do apologize. On the terms of the agreement, in order to cancel your contract, you have to call us, and that's the reason why the bank determined that the charges were valid.
Well, can you? But do you see that I have a cancellation number?
I mean, once you did, no, ma'am. How did you cancel?
On the phone. I have a cancellation number.
What day did you call and do that?
I don't know. But I have a cancellation number. And the girl told me that, Megan, are you, you're not Megan. I spoke to a Megan.
But it looked like that was date a cancel was December the 2nd. That was after your trial. Your trial
no,
period.
No, it wasn't. Because my bank is charging me for something that I don't have.
I mean, I'm not doing this thing. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Yeah, please.
Hold on a moment.
I'm going to get stuck with this. This is unfair.
Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, I'm not seeing a document where you counseled prior to the trial being ended and the charges.
Well, I did.
And those charges are valid as deemed by your bank. So any other response that
you
would want.
How can we work this out? How can we work this out?
Once you do a dispute with your bank, you have to go through your bank.
I did. And they're calling you or they're sending you papers. And you keep, whoever is answering is not saying that I canceled. And that's why they won't give me back my money.
Once you do a dispute with your bank, you have to continue with your bank.
Okay. What happens when my bank calls you people?
I will discuss that with them, but you'll have to go through your bank.
Well,
that would be the only way that you would go, and the bank would be the one to determine whether or not that you would get a refund or not.
Well, do you see a cancellation there, though?
No, ma'am. No, the communication.
You don't see a cancellation number?
Well, the order has been canceled because it was disputed with the bank. So it has been canceled, but it wasn't canceled during the trial period. For any refund that you're looking for, you will have to contact your bank.
Okay, but you're saying that I owe you the money?
You'll have to contact your bank, ma'am.
But do you see a cancellation number? So I have something to tell my bank.
Ma'am, we've already...
Can you help me out?
We've already spoken with the bank. There's no information that I could give you different than what was already provided to you.
So you told my bank that I didn't cancel before December. Is that right?
Well, I'm not for sure what the person that talked to the bank. The bank would be able to give you that information because I'm not the one that spoke to your bank.
I can't get in touch with those people. I get in touch with the bank, but I don't get in touch with the people.
This is the same number.
This is what, honey?
I'm not understanding. You say you couldn't get in touch with us. I'm showing you spoke with someone on March the 12th.
Yeah. No, yes. But when I want to go talk to the bank and tell them about this, I don't have a number.
It's the same number you just dialed.
No. The bank. To fight it. I, you know, like they send it to a different department. You understand what I'm saying or no?
No, ma'am.
But you, I'm not going to be charged anymore, am I?
No, ma'am. One thing, the bank determined that the charge was valid and they did a charge, but you're not receiving any new charges.
So you don't know if my bank is going to give me back my money?
No, ma'am. You'll have to contact them.
Okay. They already spoke with you? Can you tell me when they spoke with you so I could at least...
One moment.
Thank you. No, Anthony?
I'm not for sure what day they spoke with someone. You will have to get all the information from them.
I don't know what. See, this is an ongoing dispute for a couple of months. You know that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So I got to get in touch with my bank, right?
That's correct.
All right. And you can't tell me what the outcome was.
Ma'am, you will have to contact the bank.
I try contacting the bank. I can't get in touch with anybody. It's so unfair. So unfair. I don't have that kind of money. All right. Thank you. Is Megan there?
I'm not for sure that is this a customer service and representative is there as many, so I'm not for sure who Megan is.
Yeah. Is there somebody higher, not that I'm saying, is there someone higher up than you?
Now, anyone you speak to will provide you with the same information because we all follow the same protocol.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Again, my name is Yasmina. Thanks for calling Customer Service. You have a great day.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.